See, God wants to give you the direction you desperately desire. He wants to reveal His next steps for your life and even give you, I call them God-inspired ideas that produce great wealth. But you have to get quiet to hear them. Hey, I'm Terry Savelle Foy, your cheerleader of dreams. Today I want to share why silence will lead you to success. It truly pays big money to get quiet and just think. And then, as your free download this week, I wanted to give you something to kind of reinforce what we're going to discuss today. So I want you to have chapter 3 of my book, 5 Things Successful People Do Before 8 a.m. Now, this is a chapter 3, titled Why Successful People Spend Time Alone. You're going to love it. Now, if you don't want to wait till the end, you can click the link in the description and get that free chapter right now. Oh, and I'm going to do a giveaway of this book to 3 people at the end. So stay tuned for the instructions on the giveaway. And real quick, I want to say a huge thank you to all of our ministry partners. We couldn't do it without you. Your support makes everything possible. You know, we recently had girls from local safe houses come to our headquarters here to learn how to get a dream for their lives, and you made all that possible. So thank you so much for caring. And if you haven't subscribed to this channel, would you do that real quick? You know, it helps us so much. I shared recently how for a while our channel wasn't growing much, you know, the algorithms and stuff. All of a sudden, we started growing significantly. And I want to say how much I truly appreciate you for subscribing. And I promise your faith will be stronger with every video. Okay, so I was reading a story from Carmen Gallo about the St. Anthony Hotel in San Antonio, Texas. Now, it has so many historical things happen there. Everything from President Lyndon B. Johnson spent his honeymoon there to the first movie to ever win an Academy Award for Best Picture. It was a movie called Wings, was filmed on that property. But the most famous story probably didn't involve presidents or Hollywood actors. It happened in the hotel's restaurant, the St. Anthony Club, where 2 guys sat at a table in silence and just thought. Carmen Gallo described what happened when one day, back in 1966, 2 men met for drinks at the hotel's bar. One was a Texas businessman, the other, he said, was a chain-smoking, whiskey-swigging lawyer. It was Herb Kelleher and Rollin King. Now, they had been discussing business ideas and kicking around a business plan, but on this day, they sat at the table, got quiet, and just thought about their future, ideas, you know, that were rolling around in their head. What do they want to do? What do they want to create or start? Well, one of them decided to just pick up a cocktail napkin, flipped it over, and he just drew a triangle. He wrote Dallas at the top. And then on the bottom left, he wrote San Antonio. On the bottom right, he wrote Houston. Well, all of a sudden, they just decided that their vision was simple. It was to create a small local airline connecting 3 Texas cities. That business plan that they sat there quietly thinking about, sketched on the back of a hotel napkin, would transform the lives of millions of Americans. 1 year later, March 15, 1967, they established Southwest Airlines. I just happen to have an American Airlines plane here, but you get the picture. But you know, I think it's pretty cool that today, that original napkin sits under a glass in the Dallas headquarters, not far from here, of Southwest Airlines. And Southwest is the world's largest airline, employing 46,000 people, carrying more than 100 million passengers a year. And they generate billions of dollars quarterly. Here's my point. John Maxwell says thinking precedes achievement. He says nobody just stumbles upon success and says, "How did I get here?" No, the greater your thinking, the greater your potential. Now, when was the last time you sat quietly somewhere and just thought? About what, Terry? Your life, your future, where you're headed, where you see yourself over the next 5 years, what you really want, what you want to change, what's bothering you, who do you need to forgive, what do you need to stop, what do you need to pursue, what is God speaking to your heart? You know, maybe like me, for years of my life, I never got still enough to ask myself those questions and, more importantly, to find answers. I just stayed very, very busy. But I began to learn that even as far back as the Bible, most people got their vision out in the hills, the deserts, the wilderness, in the quiet place of solitude. Jesus was alone. Paul spent time alone. Moses spent time alone. This is where you get direction, clarity, answers, and just wisdom for your life. See, God wants to give you the direction you desperately desire. He wants to reveal His next steps for your life and even give you, I call them God-inspired ideas that produce great wealth. But you have to get quiet to hear them. You know, I love this story about a lady named Madeline Belletta. Back in 1984, she was just praying for a solution to her fatigue and intense back pain. Well, being a Christian and knowing that God speaks to His children in a still, small voice, one day in prayer, she just got quiet. And she heard these unusual words come up in her spirit, fresh royal jelly. I'm sure she thought, come again? Not understanding, what in the world did this unique directive mean? She did some research. So she started just looking up fresh royal jelly. What does this mean? Well, she found out that royal jelly was the actual food substance that worker bees fed to the queen in their hives. I should happen to have a bee here. Well, come to find out, it's a pure, natural, highly nourishing liquid that was just beginning distribution in England as a supplement. Well, Madeline began using it and seeing drastic improvement in her energy and just her overall well-being. So she just began to ask the Lord if royal jelly was meant to be more for just helping her or for other people. So in her quiet time with God, she heard, start a company. She literally heard that, start a company. So she obeyed. Today, her company, which she calls Be Alive, it went from words on the pages of a journal, from her quiet time with God, to an experiment in her garage, to a multi-million dollar company. To this day, Madeline says she seeks the Lord for wisdom, clarity, and direction for her life, and He always provides it. In fact, she said, I believe God gave me the vision, the inspiration, the strength, and the courage to see it all through. Think about it. Because Madeline Belletta took the time to just get away from all the distractions to sit quietly and listen for God-inspired ideas, for wisdom, she not only got, you know, what she needed, but it changed the whole direction of her life. It also provided an amazing lifestyle for her children and her grandchildren. Here's my point. Successful people spend time alone listening for that still small voice. Thomas Edison said, my best thinking has been done in solitude. Now you might be asking, but what do I do when I'm alone? Well, let me point out that you will need two things that will prove to be the greatest tools on your journey to success. And that is a journal and a pen. And schedule time to be alone and start writing your thoughts. Even if it's 5 minutes, 5 minutes is better than no minutes. Now, I want to help you a little bit more with this by giving you this free download this week. It's the free chapter from my book, Chapter 3, where I talk about the five most powerful reasons to keep a journal. And I'll show you very practical tips for hearing from God. This is all taken from my personal experience of learning to hear that still small voice, how to recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit in my life, and how journaling what you hear is going to give you more clarity and direction than you've ever had before. So click the link in the description to get your free chapter, Why Successful People Spend Time Alone. Okay, I haven't done this in a while, but I wanted to give away 3 copies of the entire book, 5 Things Successful People Do Before 8 a.m. Now, this is based on the 5 habits that transformed my entire life. No exaggeration. So I have already signed these, you can see, and I want to ship them to somebody today. 3 different people. So all you have to do to enter this drawing, you ready? Number 1, follow me on Instagram. That's where I post the most and interact with people a little easier. Number 2, screenshot a photo of this podcast today. I'll pose. Okay, and number 3 is post it to your story on Instagram so I can see you. Now, don't forget to tag me in it so I can find you. So we're going to pick 3 winners today to send this book to. Does that sound good? Okay, follow on Instagram, screenshot this podcast, and post it to your story. And don't forget, I am cheering you on to live your dreams.